and Roz, weekdays 4 to 7, Jacaranda FM.
Ek het nou net iets in hierdie ateljee beleef wat ek kan dit nie eers regtig beskryf nie. So ons gas in die studio is Larry Soffer, who is an illusionist, a mentalist, an entertainer, but he is a mind blower because he just did something with Rob that I cannot actually explain.
It is a true story. That was very cool. Hello, Larry. Hi.
Hi. Nice to meet you both.
Welcome.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Yay! Thank you so much. Yes.
Very nice.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
So what we just did is Larry got me to look up a random name.
So we're gonna get into that a little bit later. But
oh,
basically,
cool. Okay.
But basically, I got you to go onto Google, just search for a celebrity that you had in mind, and then I read your mind on a random word from it, right?
Yeah, from an article.
And I just basically wanted to know that we have this connection. But I got you to think of some other things that you didn't search for either, right?
Yes.
But you never told me what you're gonna think of. You never told anybody else.
Nope, not a word.
Okay, great. So we're gonna get into that a little bit later. We're gonna do a little bit of a warm up with Roz as we go along,
but
then yes, we'll definitely do some more intimate things as we go along in the way of mind reading.
And then we're going to try and break your watch and set fire to your cutlery. Is that the right idea?
Well, basically, I would like something like that. Something like that.
Larry is our guest this afternoon. How long have you been doing this?
I've been doing this since I was about 4 years old. The way I found out that I had these abilities is my mom, she really upset me one day. And I was just a little kid, just 4 years old. And I wanted to hit her because she irritated me so much. But I didn't touch her. I just went like this. I just kind of shook my hand a little bit, didn't touch her. The next thing, she flung up against the wall. She went up the wall. And no, I'm just kidding.
I was like, well, this is going
just
there.
Teasing,
I'm
yeah.
hanging on every word. I'm like, okay, I saw what you just did to Rob. I'm convinced.
Because I was looking up like, you've performed, actually, here's the question, right? Larry has performed for Beyonce.
Yes.
That's not the bit I want to ask about. Larry performed for Beyonce by being invited to his friend's house party, and Beyonce happened to be there. I want to know how to become friends with your friend.
Well, this gentleman was actually a client of mine that hired me for many years, and he was friends with Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Yeah.
And Jay-Z and Beyonce were there. It was the after party. It was just them and their Jay-Z's mom and some of the crew.
So that's just cool. Close, intimate friends.
You know,
I loved it. Loved it.
You're in that green circle on
yes,
Instagram.
Yes,
close
yes,
friends
yes.
only. And then Prince Harry and a bunch of royals and so on. This has been a long time thing for you. Is it fun?
I love it so much. I've been doing it for so many years. I've been doing it since I was about 4 years old. I got started in the art of magic, where I got my first magic set from my grandparents from Israel. And I just fell in love with magic. I saw David Copperfield on TV, and I wanted to become the world's greatest magician. At about the age of 13, I went to the College of Magic, which is in, it's like what we're hearing right now, Harry Potter, right? It's almost like Hogwarts, and it's in Cape Town, it's in Claremont.
Yeah.
And I went there for about 4 years, graduated with the highest accolade that one can achieve there, and I got more into mentalism in my high school years and then after high school. In fact, after seeing Darren Brown's consultant, I don't know if you know Darren Brown.
Yes, I do.
So after seeing his consultant, that's what inspired me to get into mentalism.
So Larry, do you ever get annoyed with people who just want you to like dance like a monkey and go, read my mind, or do you really just want to actually just be at a braai?
I'm so used to it, honestly. I get it all the time, but I do when I go to friends' parties. I do just chill and relax, and they allow me that.
Yeah, sometimes you do want to be off.
Yeah, exactly.
Can't be like, listen, I'll make you float over the wall if you ask me this question again.
Yeah. And the cool thing is that it's an opportunity for me to practice when I've got new things to do. So they allow me to practice on them too.
Excellent.
But they also give me the allowance to be myself.
Yeah. I wanted to ask, so we're going to do some cool stuff later in the show. I did want to ask if there are, because I know mentalism itself is an incredibly powerful and sophisticated, it's a bunch of techniques for your mind. Is there also perhaps something like practical you could share with us as an audience? Like if you walk in a room, how to remember people's names? I don't know, something useful that we can take away?
Wow, that's a very interesting question. I actually haven't had something like that before. Something that you can do to remember somebody's name is definitely repeat their name at least two or three times when you say hello to them.
Okay.
So you say, oh, Michael, nice to meet you, Michael. I'll speak to you later.
Hello, Roz. Nice to meet you, Roz.
Nice to meet you too, Rob. Nice to meet you, Rob.
Larry is here. We're going to head out this afternoon. We're going to do some amazing things on the radio.
The Drive with Robin Ross. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.